I invite you to prepare your hearts for a moment of prayer. Most gracious and loving God, it's funny how this time of the year that is so special, when you came to earth, when you were born as a little baby, when you made all the difference, when you turned the world upside down, when you saved us, comes at a time when it seems like there's so much stress and busyness doing the things that are expected of us. So we thank you this morning. We thank you for this sanctuary. We thank you for these candles that are lit. We thank you for the hearts that are here seeking rest, seeking wisdom, seeking clarity, seeking just some kind of cuddling up to you. Lord, may we find that this day. We thank you for these lives that you have given us, for this world in which you have placed us to live. We pray that you would show us the way, that you would remind us that you have created us exactly the way you want us to be created, and that in order to find you, we must first find ourselves. We must first be authentically real, authentically who we are. So God, just take us and use us in this wonderful place as we share the good news with this community and with those in our families and our neighborhoods. God, we pray especially that you would be with us tonight. We pray that you would send people from this community who might be struggling to catch the spirit this season, and that this time out of music and storytelling might be a time when their hearts could be softened and they could truly believe again and remember the joy of who you are. We thank you for this church and for all it means to each of us. We lift up the names that are in our hearts of those who are struggling. We lift up those who are grieving, who have lost those they love in this congregation, in this community, and in this world. We lift up those whom we have listed on our prayer list and those who are in our hearts. We thank you for Norm's recovery, movement toward recovery. We thank you for your intervention in his life. And we thank you for the deep love that his family has for. Now, as we continue to worship, would you just open our eyes, open our hearts, and as we worship, and as so many other congregations are worshiping around the world, we pray that you would just offer your healing, your peace in war-torn countries, your compatibility where people have turned their backs on one another. We can't do that, but you can through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you. At this time of his birth, as we wait, we thank you. We love you. And we do pray this prayer in the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us so long ago to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.